Since this morning, the session is called the Morning Revival Session. There's no outline. For those who do not know what this time means, some of you calls it maybe morning devotion, or we used to call it morning watch. Basically, it's just a time you spend with the Lord. Amen. So, you know, because there's no outline, I was considering what to share with you. You know, I'll get into all the verses, how we need to wake up early in the morning. But then I realized yesterday, there's all those expectations. Your life is already too miserable. So I don't want to put upon you another expectation, because this time shouldn't be an expectation. Actually, I appreciated that yesterday you didn't say, I don't think you said morning revival, right? No, okay, good. You didn't say it's an expectation. So it's, well, if you do, well, let me read you a verse. You have the Old Testament. Psalm 119, 147 to 148. So 147 to 148. So Psalm 119, chapter 119, verses 147 to 148. For those who have it, let's read it. I anticipated the dawn and cried out, I hoped in your words. My eyes anticipated the night watches that I might muse upon your word. You know, when I came to these words, I realized that this person enjoys the Lord. This person loves the Lord to the point that he counts his hours, his nights, so that he could wake up on time to spend time with the Lord in the morning. So for this psalmist, for this person, it's not an expectation. For this person, he realized that Jesus is sweet, is good in the morning. Why in the morning? Because, you know, the world wants to rush before us. He wants to preoccupy our being. In the morning, the first thing in the morning shouldn't be, okay, let me check my email. Let me check if I have a text or what's the news this morning. You know, if you do that, the world rushed on already and you're preoccupied. The best time to spend with the Lord is in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
So maybe I'll just give you some practical points. But I don't want these to be, you know, expectations. Just use it if you feel that the Lord leads you. First is you need to sleep early the night before. Amen. Why? Because the next day you could wake up earlier, right? Second, turn off your phone during this time. At least put it on airplane mode so that it would not bother you. Actually, without fail, if you don't turn it off, you will receive a text or a WhatsApp message. Something's gonna come up to bother you, so turn it off. And then, if possible, close the door and be alone. Shut the door if you don't have your own room. If you have a closet, hide yourself in a closet. Do whatever you could to be alone with the Lord Jesus. This really will help you to spend your time with him. And of course, you know, if you want, read the word, pray, read the morning revival, sing a song. But you know what? Throughout all these points, I want you to retain three. First is take time. Take time. As college students, You have all the time in the world. Yeah, you have a lot more time than those who work, right? Or those who have a baby, those who have a spouse. So, sorry, but it's true. So take time, because we tend to rush this time. You know, even sometimes linger in that time, because the Lord sometimes just wants you to linger there. And if you have that sense, linger in His presence. Amen. Enjoy His sweet presence. Second, I don't know if you have this experience, but whenever I spend time with the Lord, thoughts come in. That's Satan. Satan always wants to interrupt your time with the Lord. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, take captive of every thought unto the obedience of Christ. So once you realize that you've been deviated by a thought, what I do is, I'm actually not shy to Satan. I said, shut up. I say, Satan, shut up. Don't be gentle with Satan, you know, because he wants to disrupt you. This time is you and the Lord. Amen. Sometimes I feel it's my mind. So I say, mind, be focused. Mind, be calm. You have control. Just take captive of every thought. And the last point that I want you to retain is that you need to let the Lord lead this time. Don't have a set of schedule, you know, things that you want to accomplish during this time. No, this is a time between you and another person, a dear Lord Jesus. So let Him lead this time, right? What actually, most of the time when I spend time with the Lord in the morning, I don't have my morning revival book. I actually ask the Lord, Lord, what would you like to do right now? Sometimes He just wants me to stay in His presence. And I don't say anything. I just stay in His presence. There was once, I want to share with you, I just felt that I am in His bosom. I was resting in His bosom. And I, well, if you walk by, if you see me, you'll feel that I'm pretty weird. But I was doing actually this. I was doing this because I felt the Lord. I was in His bosom. You know, I just wanted to hug Him. And it was so sweet. It was, His breast was so broad, so soft, so sweet. You know what? This should be our time. Have a time of, you know, things that you want to do with the Lord. Let Him lead you. Sometimes I even have a tune in my mind. The Lord gives me a tune, and I just start to invent words for myself. You know, just my word that I want to say to Him, but with a tune, and it doesn't rhyme. It's actually pretty bad, but it's so sweet because it's the word I want to say to the Lord. And I want to sing it to Him. I feel that He is satisfied too. And it doesn't matter if you don't remember what you sang, and if it's really bad, just be genuine with the Lord. So oftentimes, He wants us to sing a song to Him. So what I want to say is that don't have a set of things that you want to accomplish in that time. Even, actually, tell you the truth, the brothers might not like this, but I actually don't like to say it's a morning revival time, because the focus is like on me. I don't want to be Yes, I'll be revived as a byproduct or the consequence of my time with the Lord. But this is my date with Him. This is my rendezvous with Him. So yes, I may be revived after. I might be satisfied. But my goal is not to just be satisfied. My goal is to touch this person. And this should be our goal. Amen. So we really want you to practice and enjoy this time. So how about we go find a personal space with the Lord where there's no one else, just you and the Lord. Okay, don't talk with another person. Yes, there's corporate morning time, but right now it's a personal time. Okay, let's come back. I know the break is from 10:30 to 10:45. But like I said, if the Lord wants you to linger, linger until 10:45 and then come back to the second session. Okay? So how about when we go and find a space, a holy place, a holy of holies, where you can meet the Lord face to face. Amen.